Here are the directions for part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, F through J. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 21 through number 25. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now let's begin.
F. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 21.
Welcome to Daisy Hill Amusement Park. Please proceed to the ticket boxes to purchase your tickets. If you have a wheelchair user in your family, please go to the blue ticket box on the right, where staff will assist you. The price of a one-day Daisy Hill pass is $35, which allows you to ride on all rides and view all shows without additional charge. Children 2 years old or under may enter the park for free if accompanied by an adult. Seniors 65 years of age or older may obtain a golden pass for just half the normal pass price. You can also receive a special discount if you are celebrating a birthday. Just have your identification ready when you purchase a ticket. Finally, we also offer a discounted gate ticket for those who require entrance only and do not plan to take any of the park's rides.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet. G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 22.
Thank you for calling Rogers Medical Clinic. We are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Monday to Saturday. If you have a medical problem constituting a real emergency, press 1 and your call will be forwarded to one of our on-call staff. If you wish to make an appointment with one of our doctors, please call back during normal working hours. If you want to cancel an appointment or change your appointment's time or date, please press the sharp key on your phone, follow the instructions, and leave a message. This service is also available online at rogersclinic.co.uk. A staff member will contact you with confirmation as soon as possible. If you would like to speak to one of our advice nurses, press 2 during normal working hours, but note that the nurses are not responsible for scheduling appointments.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 23.
Good afternoon. This is Principal Brown. I'd like to briefly go over the letter handed out this morning. Don't forget the Halloween dance is this Friday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the gym. Bring your costumes to school and change into them at 2:45. We still need volunteers to help set up the dance. Seventh grade students' families are responsible for providing snacks and refreshments, so seventh graders, be sure to give that note to your folks. Families with last names starting with the letters A to G are to bring in bags of candy. Those from H to L are to bring more wholesome snacks, like vegetable sticks. Families with last names starting with M to Z are to bring 2 large bottles of soda. Bring in these items as soon as possible, preferably before Friday. If any student would like to make song suggestions for the dance, check the DJ Corner on the school website. Let's make this dance a big success.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet. I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 24.
Welcome to tonight's presentation, Real Estate Investing. There are several kinds of investments you can make, each with their own pluses and minuses. The easiest is to put your money in a real estate fund and let investors do the work for you. But the returns on these are usually less lucrative than other options and carry just as much risk. Now, purchasing apartment complexes is a popular alternative. Larger apartment buildings provide a better return than smaller ones and better than on single-family residences, though the risk is similarly low on any of them. Also, you can employ a full-time property manager for complexes with numerous units, thereby reducing your time commitment. Some of you will prefer office buildings or shopping centers, which can be extremely profitable. But this approach requires more expertise and time, since these investments tend to be highly volatile.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Jay, you have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
This is Stan Buford with a morning traffic update. Everything's smooth on Interstate 520 until you get to the Clemens exit, where highway workers are repairing some minor damage to the center divide from an accident earlier today. But the real headache is in St. Gregory. Traffic through Main Street is at a standstill due to a group of demonstrators protesting the city's decision to shut down the historic West Side Theater. Wish I could join them. The protest is peaceful, but rubbernecking motorists are slowing things down all the way back to Whitman Bridge, causing a traffic delay that could last hours. If you have to drive into St. Gregory, consider taking the Claremont Bridge instead, although there's a delay of about an hour even there. Subway officials were alerted about the protest yesterday evening and are running extra trains to accommodate commuters, so that may be your best bet.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.